In our traditional value, supporting our parents is an obligation for children. However, Nanjing residents will get paid for doing so in the future as a new approach for the elderly care system starts in the city. 南京将推出家属照料型养老新政，子女在家照顾父母，政府发工资。Is it really a good idea?
Well, this is all very interesting because at first, when people heard this, some people, I think the word paid, that, you know, the children are being paid to look after their parents at home was the thing that caused a lot of controversy.
Yeah, I think that was actually a pretty stupid word to be using. Whether or not, I mean, if the government was using that word, well, it just wasn't very good marketing on their part. And if it was the media's use of that word, well, they're just trying to sensationalize it a bit.
So actually, it's just being subsidized, that you get a 300 to 400 yuan subsidy if you're looking after your ill parents or in-laws at home. And it's actually very specific, those that meet this requirement. So it's urban elders who have no workability or no income or supporter, and those rural elders who enjoy the Wubao insurance, that and also the, you know, the elders who only meet the minimum subsistence requirement or don't meet it. So, you know, so really those who are in desperate need.
Well, I think it's interesting because we see these preconditions, and all these preconditions are about the elderly people themselves, not necessarily about the care that they are receiving from the people who are actually supposed to be getting or applying for this subsidy. One would think, for example, with a disabled elderly who cannot take care of themselves, that we would be looking at in-home, around-the-clock care from the children or the children-in-law. But that's not necessarily stipulated. I mean, it could actually very easily be, hey, you know, my dad, he's in a wheelchair, give me 400 RMB, and that's the way it plays out. But at the same time, that's not necessarily such a bad thing. I just think we need to be a bit more specific about in terms of not the elderly people, but the people who are taking care of them. What are the eligibility requirements? What kind of care are we talking about? Are we talking about just general care? Like, hey, they get to live with me and I cook food for them and then they get 400 RMB? I mean, that's okay, but we just need to know where does that line?
Right. I mean, if it's good money for, like, subsistence, but I don't think it is going to become a real drive for people who previously don't want to look after the elderly, to want them to look after, you know, this according to this little substance thing, because it just seems not to be something that would be a game changer. It will only just provide a little bit more financial support for those who are already willing to do so.
Yeah, exactly. And it gives incentive for people who are you know, approaching, you know, their parents are approaching this time in their life. It gives them incentive to say, hey, you know, okay, fine, you guys can stay with us. But I think really, I mean, you know, part of it is that Nanjing, I mean, we're looking at, according to them at least, more than half of the people over 85 years of age are disabled. And so rather than dealing with, you know, the graying population problem in terms of infrastructure and facilities, nursing homes, you know, in-home care services for these elderly people as a public service, Nanjing is just deciding to give people money for that, which I think in the short term will be cheaper and easier to implement, but in the longer term, it doesn't address the very real problem of an aging population here in China.
Exactly. And also, some of our listeners have issues with this new policy as well. Numa says, I have two doubts. First, the amount of money. If she wonders whether this is going to be enough, as, for example, with the one-child policy, those who abide by it are only given 5 yuan a month, which is not enough. And also about the feelings of younger you know, children, because it should be, you know, we take care of our parents because we love them, not because we want the subsidy.
Yeah, but I don't think, I mean, I think that, you know, there's always going to be the issue of fraud. right? Mm-hmm. You're, I think there's always going to be the possibility of people out there who really don't care about their parents but want to make some extra cash. And they'll use this type of system to do that. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't have it. And I think in most cases you will find, especially in China, that people are willing to take care of their parents. And also, I mean, again, if we're talking about people in the age range of 70 to 85, I mean, their kids are anywhere between 40 to 50 already, so they're not exactly young.
Right, exactly. And one more thing, Mbella says, you know, it won't this subsidy create a situation where those who don't get it, somehow because their parents don't fall into this category, feel bad or even feel a bit bitter about having to take care of their parents without being paid?
Well, you're supposed to look after your parents anyway.
It's always about money, isn't it?
And it shouldn't be. And this is just, I think, a little bit of extra help that is possible for those to apply for.
Yeah, I certainly hope that those people wouldn't think like that.